You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
It is The Rob Carson Show, and it's already Wednesday. The number is 800-922-6680. I do want to get to more of the Robert Hur testimony. And then January the 6th, committee hid troves of records and testimony undermining Democrat conspiracy. This is really big, because the kangaroo court that was the January the 6th committee, which only had a couple of Republicans on who were rhinos, who are no longer in Congress, one of them being Liz Cheney, who was destroyed by her primary opponent by 40 points in Wyoming, because she is probably has a darker heart than her father. I mean, like, you know, if you look at the Emperor in Star Wars, you know, the guy with the hood, you know, and the Death Star and everything, that's Dick Cheney, and Liz Cheney is even worse. So we got some stuff coming up on that, including Kash Patel, whose life was destroyed by the federal government, and the J6 committee covered up evidence to go after Donald Trump. And these people need to go to jail. They really, really do. And this means that Peter Navarro's case should be thrown out. They're getting ready to send him to jail for 4 months. Oh, I got to tell you, there is a righteous wave coming. There is a righteous wave coming. They're talking about what? They passed a ban on TikTok, or at least a separation of TikTok from the Chinese Communist Party, whatever. And here's why I am suspect about the thing. Because Nancy Pelosi suddenly is concerned about the Chinese Communist Party.
First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand
those poor children.
The entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better.
Yeah, you know, because I can't trust Nancy Pelosi, because she is a liar and a corruptocrat and someone who uses insider trading techniques to enrich herself beyond the wildest dreams of most average Americans, while you have to go to Dollar General to buy your groceries. So I don't trust her as far as I could throw her, which actually I shouldn't say that, because she's kind of slight and I'm still a pretty big guy. Here is MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's somebody who I believe. She says the TikTok ban is not good.
I rise today as the only member of Congress that has ever been banned by social media.
Yeah, they did.
On January 2nd of 2022, mm-hmm. Twitter banned me,
yeah,
banned
did,
my
yeah.
personal account.
Sure.
On which I was campaigning for Congress,
uh-huh.
raising money. And you.
Whoa. Maybe you were campaigning on that. Huh. And Joe Biden, he did a campaign ad on TikTok the other day. And we just found out that Joe Biden is getting his clock cleaned in polling with younger people who use TikTok. Did I just have a revelation? I might have. I may have.
Using my free speech to inform the voters in my district they can vote for me. This was not by a company owned by China. This was by American-owned Twitter. This came on the heels of our...
This is really weird, because TikTok is very widely used by young people in our country. And Nancy Pelosi doesn't like it. She wants to make it better. She doesn't care about the southern border with all the Chinese nationals coming across. Some military age has never said anything about the Wuhan lab creating coronavirus and destroying our country's economy, our children, and killing a lot of people. Hadn't said anything about fentanyl poisoning and all the hundreds of thousands of young people who are dying from Chinese fentanyl poisoning. Didn't say anything about this Chinese spy balloon. But she's very concerned about TikTok. I don't know.
Our own United States government working with big tech and working with social media companies to censor and ban Americans' free speech. I believe that this bill can cause future problems. It's opening Pandora's box, and I'm opposed to this bill.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to probably lean in her direction a little, because I don't trust Nancy Pelosi, because I think she's an evil person. I really do. I think she's an evil person. She's not a good person at all. Nothing about her says good person. Nothing. Nothing about Nancy Pelosi. I hope that she retires. She can just go and she can work on getting those other 99 Dalmatian pelts so she can do that coat and ride off into she's got a little house made of candy in the woods, and she likes to lure children into it and fatten them up so she can eat them. So that's why I don't trust Nancy Pelosi. That's why I don't trust Nancy Pelosi. Okay, you want to hear that soundbite that made Christopher Wray crap yesterday? Here is Chris Wray on the stand. Now, Christopher Wray, he has never said anything about the southern border until the last couple of days, and all of a sudden it's a major threat. He has literally been gone down the road of the biggest threat in America is white supremacy, Trump supporters. He has sicked his agents on CRT parents, people going after schools who don't want, after parents who don't want CRT in schools. He's gone after Catholics, traditional Catholics. The FBI has looked at receipts, Bank America, at places like Cabela's and Bass Pro, presumably because, you know, white Christians shop there and people who buy guns go there and the whole deal, right? And suddenly Chris Wray is all concerned about the southern border and maybe we got terrorists coming across the southern border and all that. Well, here's Elise Stefanik asking Christopher Wray yesterday about Joe Biden sharing classified information, particularly with his ghostwriter, because Joe Biden couldn't write a paragraph of an essay without losing track of his thought. So he has to have a ghostwriter for a book, right? And Joe Biden did share a phone call, an audio recording of him saying, I'm going to go get the classified documents. And here is Elise Stefanik asking Chris Wray, you're the head of the FBI. Did you know about this?
Are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I don't think he said that he was aware of it or not aware of it there. It sounds like he's kind of dodging the question.
I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio...
am I aware of what? What are you talking about there? I don't know what you're talking about. Let me start that again. Listen to this.
Aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote. Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then.
And that's when Christopher Wray maybe soiled himself. Yeah. Oh, he's one of those people I want to see go to jail. I want him frog marked to prison. I want Alejandro Mayorkas to go with him, the whole deal. This is Robert Hur talking about the ghostwriter who Joe Biden shared classified information with. Yeah, he did. It's true. Here he is talking about just that.
So you have audio recording from his ghostwriter where the president acknowledges that the information he has is classified and he's sharing with his ghostwriter.
We have an audio recording capturing a statement from Mr. Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote.
And then again reciting passages from a meeting in the Situation Room.
Yes.
And those are in President Biden's own words.
Correct.
Right, so he's, and the ghostwriter has no classified, no, he has no clearance, no classified clearance to anything, correct?
That is our understanding that Mr. Zwanitzer was not authorized to receive classified.
Oh, so his ghostwriter got classified information, even though he's not he was not qualified or classified to do so. And here's Joe Biden just a couple weeks ago saying that he did never, ever shared anything with his ghostwriter.
Thank you, everyone.
I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter?
With my ghostwriter. I did not. Guarantee you did not.
Yeah, sure, yeah, okay. Well, no, that was just proven wrong yesterday. Here's Matt Gaetz. Oh, this is Matt Gaetz swinging for the fences, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. This is the Home Run Derby, ladies and gentlemen. First up in the lineup is Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz, young man in Congress. And the first pitch is in and low and inside. And the second pitch right down the middle.
February 8th, the White House. Question, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter? The President, I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee...
Sam, I am.
I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hurd?
Uh-oh.
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yeah, so it's a lie, is just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right. So the next one.
He said, yeah, it's a lie. Joe lied.
And all the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked. That wasn't true either, was it?
That was inconsistent with the findings.
Yeah, it was inconsistent with the findings. Yeah. So he gave it up to the ghostwriter. He willfully took classified documents. He had them in 7 or 8 different locations. And they're going after Donald Trump. It's just unbelievable. Here's Pramila Jayapal. Pramila Jayapal is a radical Islamist. She's wrong on everything. She's a member of the squad. And Robert Hur said basically this investigation did not exonerate Joe Biden at all. No. Did not exonerate him at all. Said no. That is not what the report says. So you know what Pramila Jayapal did? She did what Democrats do. She attempted to filibuster and talk over him. Listen to this childish display.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden.
Huh, that's kind of like that Robert Mueller investigation that cost $30 million about Russia collusion with Donald Trump that resulted in nothing. Nothing. And that was for real. This one, however, there's a treasure trove. Yeah.
For every document you discussed in your report, you found insufficient evidence that the president violated any laws about possession or retention of classified materials.
Here we go.
The primary law that you analyzed for potential prosecution was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E, which criminalizes willful retention or disclosure of national defense information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration.
Yeah.
That
Mr.
is not a word
Hur,
that
I'm going to continue with my questions.
My task as
I'm going to continue with my questions. I know
that,
that the term
reached
I know that
whether
the term,
sufficient evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know that
I
the term willful retention has a... Mr. Hurd, it's my time.
Yeah, I'm talking over you. You can't say that word. So he said this doesn't exonerate him at all. And this moron decides she's just going to talk over him all over the place. Oh, but the idiocy continued. Yeah, you know Hank Johnson? He's the guy who thought that Guam could tip over if we put too many Marines on it. That's how stupid he is. I mean, honestly, the dumbest man ever in Congress. And here he is yesterday trying to make it look like Robert Hur, this investigator, who is not indicting Joe Biden because his little brain is so broken. And he's trying to paint it like... And the Democrats tried to paint it like Robert Hur wants a job when Donald Trump becomes the president, even though the Democrats say that he will never become the president because he's such a criminal and there's 4 criminal indictments. It's so stupid. Here he is. Listen.
Not what happened. Let me move on.
Partisan politics.
You are a member
whatsoever in
you
my
are,
work.
You are a member of the Federalist Society, are you not?
And fair.
Are you a member of the Federalist Society?
I am not a member of the Federalist Society.
But you are a Republican, though, aren't you?
I am a registered Republican.
Yes, sir. And you're doing everything you can do to
what
get
are the applause for?
President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge.
That is a really sickening accusation and a complete non sequitur.
Perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you, and I can tell you that partisan politics had no place whatsoever in my work. It had no place in the investigative steps that I took. It had no place in the decision that I made. And it had no place in a single word of my report.
There you go. You know, I wonder if Hank Johnson, when he goes on a tropical vacation with his wife, like to the Bahamas, and like they're in Nassau, if he has to stand on one side of the island and she has to stand on the other side of the island, like that scene in National Treasure 2 where they're on that thing that's balancing in Mount Rushmore. Kind of like, it says the island will turn over. I mean, this is so beautiful. I don't get too upset about it. They just look so stupid. It's just so great. More audio coming up. Your phone calls as well. 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Y'all about sick of this nonsense? Let's take America back. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Not what happened.
Let me move on.
Partisan politics. You are a member whatsoever in my work.
You are a member of the Federalist Society, are you not?
And fair.
Are you a member of the Federalist Society?
I am not a member of the Federalist Society. But
well, there goes that question for Hank Johnson, who's the dumbest man to ever be in Congress. He's just an embarrassment. He barely has enough intelligence to keep his autonomic breathing system going. You know, maybe that's why he has sleep apnea during the day, because his brain is so weak, he can't even swallow. He's so stupid. Here's the media yesterday saying that the clown car dumpster fire off a cliff yesterday that was Democrats asking Robert Hurin, trying to corner him on the criminality of Joe Biden and its failings. Here they are celebrating how good it was.
For the Trump fanatic on the Republican-controlled House Judiciary Committee, and it was not a great day for their star witness.
I side with Hakeem Jeffries on this. It's over. It's done. Even Joe Biden has an ad out now going after his age and actually meeting that issue head on.
The reality here is that the only reason Joe Biden accidentally taking some classified documents with him when he left office, the only reason that matters at all is because Donald Trump willfully, purposefully took classified documents with him when he left office.
Okay. And then they decided to go down the road to the counsel, Robert Hur, about, well, clearly you didn't. You said that Joe Biden's brain doesn't work because you want a job with Trump, with his new administration, even though he's never going to become the president because he's so corrupt and there are 91 charges against him.
And you're doing everything you can do to get President Trump reelected so that you can get appointed as a federal judge or perhaps to another position in the Department of Justice. Isn't that correct?
Congressman, I have no such aspirations, I can assure you, and I can tell you that partisan...
And until you show me evidence that I'm looking for a job and the reason I did this, your line of questioning is idiotic, unfounded, and unprofessional. How about that? Oh, but here's Eric Swallowswell. Yeah, he's the guy who was having sex with the Chinese spy, and then the Chinese Communist Party found out about it, and they ordered it out of the country. I like to call that, you can say it with me, ordering Chinese takeout. Here is Swalwell going down the same line.
You want to be perceived, understandably, as credible, and so I want to first see if you will pledge...
Wait a minute, the Chinese spy banger over here is talking about credibility?
Do not accept an appointment from Donald Trump if he is elected again as president.
Congressman, I'm not here to testify.
Seems like an easy
about
answer.
What will happen.
Yeah. Considering what I just laid out.
I'm here to talk about the report and the work that went into it. And
but you don't want to be associated with that guy again, do you?
Congressman,
Oh, and then what was it? Who was it? Cori Bush said that she called Donald Trump the former white supremacist in chief. I'll get to that in a second. Let me go to Kathy in Annapolis. Kathy, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, just two things. One, the boxes that were found in Joe Biden's garage, disheveled, I believe they were thrown in there because they were in Hunter Biden's storage facility. And if they look close enough, they will find his cocaine prostitute scuffed out fingerprints all over the papers.
You would think that it would be everywhere.
Well, I believe they should be able to, the Republicans should get those papers and those boxes, and they'll probably find, if not that, the ghostwriter's fingerprints.
You would think, so, right? You would think.
Those fingerprints have been, there's fingerprints all over it from who knows who, but Hunter for sure, because they were in his storage facility, and I believe he was probably selling the information.
Now, remember, Kathy.
He was tipped off, as you recall, to go get it all out.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to tell you. He was tipped off. They were like, hello, Hunter, that storage facility of yours that you may or may not have classified documents in, we're going to raid that tomorrow. So if you were to have classified documents and you didn't want them discovered, then you might want to be aware that we're coming to search for them tomorrow. That kind of thing, Kathy, right?
Yes, and that's why they went after Mar-a-Lago as hard as they did. Because
you were exactly right. You are exactly right. This is all about distracting from Joe Biden's criminality, violations of the Espionage Act, things that should send him and his wretched, stinking son to jail for the rest of their lives. For Joe Biden, that would be probably a one-year sentence. Coming up, we have got Marco Charbon, the host of the Charbon Report. So a bill banning TikTok goes through the House to the Senate. And Joe Biden the other day literally put an ad on TikTok for his campaign, and they didn't have a problem with TikTok then. And then I'm seeing headlines like, 35% of young people get their news from TikTok. And it makes me kind of go, huh, because Nancy Pelosi is for the banning or TikTok or whatever the hell it is with it during election year. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is not. And Elon Musk is not. And Elon Musk is a very big free speech proponent. He spent $43 billion of his own money for Twitter, then fired 80%. There's something that doesn't smell right. It smells like a rotten Easter egg is what it smells like. Michael Charbon, the host of the Charbon Report, has been a guest on the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm very good, Mr. Rob Carson, the amazing man. You're just killing it, dude. I was watching all your posts on LinkedIn, etc. You're killing it, dude. Killing it.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. How are things in Canada? Because you know what? Canada is essentially the same as America right now. The leadership of your prime minister is Joe Biden, except for he's not as mentally deranged. But everything that is bad in America with regard to energy independence, etc., is the same thing that's happening in Canada. Am I not right?
You're close. Justin Trudeau's 52 years old, and yes. Biden is, he looks like 60, right? You know,
180, I think is what he is. He's 180 years old.
I mean, but you see, in Canada, we kind of foreshadow a little bit of what may be on the plate of America. And if we look at the topics on the election plate in Canada, I mean, rising cost of life, basically. Everything's gone up. We have a health care concern. There's like a million people here in Toronto that don't have a family doctor. The affordability of just living, rent's going up, places aren't available, interest rates. So here in Canada, we have this little special thing. Our interest rate's like 5% now. The government has what they call a stress test. You got this, Rob? So you walk into the bank and you talk to Susie Cream Cheese, and she says, dude, it's 5%, but you have to be able to add another 2%. That means the bank evaluates your worth, credit card, car payments, everything else, and a 7% mortgage. Can you float that, dear? Because if you can't float that, we can't lend you the money. That's where we're at. That's why young people can't afford to buy a house. That's why people are frustrated. I mean, we're like $42 billion in debt this year, and the government spent like $18 billion on excess guck, Rob.
Well, this is the same thing, Michael. That's the same thing going, except for we're so kicking your butt. We rack up $1 trillion in debt every 100 days here in America. And if you want to get a home in California and illegal, they are going to offer you a no down payment loan if you are in the country illegally in California. So they are rolling over the bodies of America's homeless, America's hungry, to give illegals everything here.
You can't get insurance for a home in California. You forgot that point. You see, you can't afford the insurance because all the insurance companies have left. Like they were in San Francisco, everybody's left. All you got is drug dealers and left-wing loonies. And a couple of DAs who found things that they're pretty important. But you can't get insurance in California.
Yeah. Now, you've also got the green energy scam going up there, the green energy scam, which is being rejected in some of your provinces. But it has really hobbled the energy production and made it more expensive in Canada, just like it has here.
Oh, please, Rob, don't call it the green energy scam. It's just disgusting when you refer to it. It's called the carbon tax. It's like verbal Vaseline. It's called carbon tax, Rob. It just feels so much better. So if you're a farmer, you pay way more for your fertilizer. If you're a gas consumer, I mean, everybody takes Uber now. It's just the best. But, I mean, if you got to put gas in your car, it costs more. I mean, it's called a carbon tax. I mean, don't you get the message?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I wouldn't want to malign that because, you know, they like the air so much better and everything. What about Pierre Poilievre? He sounds like he's the Trump of Canada. He sounds like he's gaining traction. He has got your prime minister on the run. Any attempts to go after him legally or illegally, I should say, like Donald Trump? Is there blowback from Canada's left against Poilievre, who is, by the way, I mean, he's spectacular. What is Paul the reaction to him? He's what?
Poilievre is leading. Sorry to interrupt you. Poilievre is leading by 43% in the polls. So he's eating his lunch, first of all. So you start off with that. And we've got five political parties here. We just don't have two. We got five political parties. And here's the catch that's really cool. When Justin Trudeau was elected, he got a minority government in Canada. So he's basically supported, held up, and been given the ability to maintain a government because of the NDP. Jagmeet Singh has got a coalition where he votes with him so that they have the majority of votes so they can't vote the guy out. Like I'm saying, there was there's a movement now, a strong movement, an election movement, along the same kind of spirit that Donald Trump has been able to generate in the United States. Pierre Poilievre and the conservatives are making a serious move politically, and they're making inroads. And Justin Trudeau, I mean, he may be 52, but his expiry date is well eclipsed.
He's a little communist fop, as far as I'm concerned. Always has been. He's like the what's his name? The governor of California of Canada. Of Canada. Why am I drawing a blank on his name? Who knows? I'm having a senior moment like Joe Biden. Well, yeah, Newsom, Grissom Newsom, or Newscom, as Donald Trump calls him. He is the Gavin Newsom of Canada, isn't he?
Yeah, but isn't Gavin Newsom like the great-grandson of Nancy Pelosi? I mean, there was a little bit of, I don't know how that works. If you look it up, there's something that says he's like the great-grand. I think they broke bread at that wonderful restaurant and in some great vineyard somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of...
Yeah, let me ask you this. DEI is starting to DIE here in the United States. I understand that the same thing is kind of happening in Canada. It sounds like people are done with this political correct nonsense, this elevating people who are unskilled and uneducated because they check a couple boxes, re-educating children to hate one another. Is DEI beginning to take a turn south, as it were?
Yeah, well, it gets pretty scary when a university professor says that DEI just basically separates everybody, that society is much better off to be on a meritocracy basis where you survive on your wits and your expertise, not your color, not your gender. And they've had multiple studies in case history that shows that all DEI did was separate people, make people more angry. And in certain situations, people who were not supposed to be in a certain position, but that these wonderful, I mean, DEI cultural folks, they were making more money than the people that they're hiring. And here they are, they've got this new great title, we're all about diversity, etc., and they start to hire people who aren't necessarily as well qualified as they should be. Those people now are in the workforce, and the businesses and some of their fellow employees are looking at them and kind of say, dude, how the heck did you get that gig? So businesses are starting to retract that. They're starting to get rid of their DEI people and realizing that meritocracy, and particularly, for goodness sakes, the most amazing country in the world ever that respects all people, all genders, all colors, is the United States of America. What are you picking fly poop out of pepper for in that?
Where we're at. Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm going to tell you, as an employer, if I saw preferred pronouns on a resume, I would throw the resume in the garbage, because what it means to me is you're going to be a high maintenance pain in the ass. You're going to be picking on somebody. Somebody's going to say something you find offensive. You're going to try and bring some sort of lawsuit. I would just basically say, nope, I'm not hiring you. If you have that DEI crap in your past, if you use preferred pronouns and you talk about whatever, where you're from and how many boxes you check, I would not hire you at all. I just think it makes no sense to pick a snowflake out of college who's ready to be offended by something and destroy your company. What do you think?
I mean, he lived in his basement of his parents and he was 35. It was time for him to get a job. I mean, you eat pizza and drink Diet Coke all week and play video games with your virtual $3,000 headset. Somebody's got to give you a break and get you a job. I mean, you can't even mow the lawn for your mom, for God's sake.
Yeah. Now, one other thing before we go. You know, I've talked to you about how, you know, Canadian football is kind of a shadow of the NFL. I know, just it is. But I want to make another comparison. You have poutine. We have chili cheese fries. Which are better?
No disrespect to my friends in Quebec, but chili cheese fries are better. Poutine, after a little while, it's eating like white rubber pieces of cheese. Thank goodness you could pour the fatty gravy over it to make it melt. At least chili cheese, you kind of have chili, you got some meat, and you've got this yellow gunk. I mean, the yellow gunk is not bad. I mean, everybody has a little bit of yellow gunk.
It's like if a mouse was constipated and went on your fries. It's just not going to work. Michael Charbonne, the host of the Charbonne Report, where can people find you on social media, my friend?
MichaelAcharbonne.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on
Truth Social, Facebook, Getter, what?
On
Facebook.
On LinkedIn.
All right, my brother. Have a glorious day.
Michael
nice to
a.
talk
Charbonne.
To you.
Thank you, brother.
All right, talk to you soon. That guy is such a trip. I think he has a shorter attention span than I do. I really, really do. I really, really do. I think we're going to move on next to the January the 6th committee. And what we're discovering about Liz Cheney covering up evidence, spending millions and millions and millions of tax dollars, putting together a giant made-for-TV kangaroo court, and covering up exculpatory evidence that would exonerate Donald Trump. That sounds pretty illegal, don't it? Yeah, it does.
It's the FBI Puppet Show with our special guest star, Christopher Wray. Yay!
The FBI is corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
Promote election theft.
Uh-huh.
They do Joe Biden's bidding, cause they're puppets for the left.
Boom, boom, boom.
They targeted Donald Trump.
They did.
Durham's report will show. The FBI is crooked and these puppets need to go. Comey and Lisa Page. Her boyfriend Peter Strzok. Russian collusion garbage from these puppets was a crock.
Why were there no indictments? They found a smoking gun. They covered up for Sleepy Joe and his crooked son.
Come on, animal, play those drums.
It's time that we clean house. Disband the FBI. It's time that they're all fired. Why were they ever hired? It's time that they're all fired from the most deplorable, oh so horrible, quite immorable, unadorable FBI. It's Biden's puppet show.
That is Jim Gossett. Jim Gossett, and coming up, the FBI hid troves of records and testimony undermining the defense of Donald Trump, and it looks like the January the 6th nonsense is falling apart. That's on the other side of this, and this is the Rob Carson Show. I don't know if you've noticed lately, but things are pretty volatile in this country. A lot of people are having to come back out of retirement to work. That number's gone up 400%. Because we don't know which way the stock market's going to go, which way interest rates are going to go. Silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility. When uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to prepare wealth and hedge against economic instability. Physical silver provides you with a tangible asset that you can hold on to in your hand. CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in tangible coin assets. Every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your silver and gold coin collection with confidence. And if you're going to collect something, it might as well be money itself, right? So go to csnmint.com/newsmax. Use promo code Newsmax, and you'll get one free silver eagle over $30 in value with your purchase of $75 or more. Browse the entire catalog at csnmint.com/newsmax and find out what works for you, your budget, and your family. That's csnmint.com/newsmax and use promo code Newsmax, okay? I forgot the soundbite of the day yesterday from Corey Bush of St. Louis, who currently, by the way, is under investigation for hiring her boyfriend, or, well, now husband, for a security detail at an exorbitant rate, even though he possessed no skills. In other words, she's kind of like the Fonnie Willis of St. Louis. Here she is.
As my colleagues have pointed out, President Biden fully complied with the investigation conducted by Special Counsel Hur.
Who cares?
Who did not find evidence sufficient to warrant criminal charges.
Oh, no, he said he was not exonerated.
Despite this outcome, Republicans have used the special counsel's report to further their longstanding efforts to re-elect the former white supremacist in chief, Donald Trump.
And you just destroyed your argument because you're a racist. Let's go to Barbara in Baltimore. Hello, Barbara. What's going on your mind today?
Oh, my goodness, Rob. First of all, let me just thank you for taking my call. And a special thanks to your own listeners, like, you know, Mickey and a lot of people here in Baltimore who love you, but you've got some new listeners that I met at the Harrisburg Trump rally.
Come on!
I mean, John, up there in Athens, PA, and we've got people from West Virginia, hey, Chris and Amber, who are now listening to the Rob Carson Show. I just want to say, hey, keep listening and tell all your friends and family about it.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to say this. All I can say is that the hits just keep on coming. Not plagiarizing. I'm sure you've heard that before. I think Jesse Jackson was the one who said something like, keep hope alive.
Yes.
These Democrats, the hits just keep on coming, Rob.
Yes.
They're liars. They're so crooked. There's just so much that's going on, and it's all like hitting the fan. Somebody sent me a text today, said the F is hitting the fan.
Yes.
Thanks, Connie, because she's right about it. She's right about it. I just want to say this. Mar-a-Lago was raided. They were looking for the binder because there's a binder that Donald Trump has that has all the names, especially those 50 people that signed some stuff. There was something they were looking for specifically. And trust me, whatever it is, it's been duplicated. So give it up because they will never. They'll never convict him on any of those charges. And as for Fannie, and I do call her Fannie. Okay?
Yes.
There's no W in that. Fannie Mae, and I call her Fannie Mae just like Ellie Mae. She's from Georgia. So
yes.
We're just going to keep it real. Fannie Mae, her case is falling apart. She loves cash, and she found out that Robert Mueller got $40 million for his case that was nothing against Donald Trump. And she and her boyfriend thought, oh, we'll just take advantage of it and get a whole bunch of money.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, her office got $14 million from the Biden administration. I mean, they made it rain for her. And all they needed was somebody who was corrupt and stupid, and they got both. So the corruption is, you know, what they got her. And the stupid is what caused this whole thing to fall apart. And I love it, Barbara. These dominoes are falling. So
yes.
About 10 seconds. Go ahead and wrap things up there, Barbara. What else you got to say real quick?
I just wanted to say Mr. Hur resigned before testifying because he knew that the low IQ Democrats would go through hell and high water to save this incompetent, mentally challenged Joe Biden, and they all were on display. I don't know how people continue to vote for people like Jimmy Rackin.
Well, it's got to get bigger and better. Listen, Barbara, I got to run. Have a great day. The enlightenment is here. We're going to win. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show.
World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
I'm trying to digest all of the news that's coming down today. We know that the judge in charge of reviewing the Fonnie Willis case, Scott McAfee, has effectively gotten rid of six charges in the Georgia election interference case that ends the case, really, for going after Donald Trump for trying to, you know, steal the election. So that's coming down here, and it doesn't look like the trial's going to come in anytime soon, and we're still waiting for the judge to disqualify Fonnie Willis for abject corruption, conflict of interest, among other things. And then this, you know, we had this bill passed through the House, just flew through the House, changing, I guess, TikTok. And Nancy Pelosi's like, oh, yeah, we're not trying to get rid of TikTok. We just want to change it, ooh, you know. And then MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene's going, wait, this is not good. And I said, huh. Nancy Pelosi hasn't given a damn about all of the Chinese illegal military-age men coming across the southern border, the fentanyl crisis, who caused COVID, where it came from, holding China accountable for that. Fentanyl crisis that's killed hundreds of thousands of people, Chinese spy balloon, hasn't said anything, but all of a sudden is concerned about this. And Thomas Massie in his Twitter page says, the so-called TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the U.S. To be the U.S. or offshore internet hosting service or app store, not the foreign adversary. So this basically, what he's saying is, they want to do the same thing they did during the last election cycle, 2020, where they banned free speech. And told you, you know, disinformation and misinformation, and you couldn't have an opinion about anything. They want to do the same freaking thing. These people are awful. These people are awful. I'm gonna, as I digest this, I will continue to share, and your opinions are, of course, welcome at 800-922-6680. But anything that Nancy Pelosi supports and MTG opposes, I cannot support. Noopy, noopy, noop, because she's such an awful, off. Can women be scumbags? Yeah, she's a scumbag. Yeah, she is a scumbag. I want to play this this soundbite from earlier today. I think it's really good. This is Steve Bannon. I love Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon was one of those people they maligned, and he was all of a sudden a right-wing extremist. And I remember the first time I really knew anything about Steve Bannon, I knew he was involved in the 2020 or the 26 campaign for Donald Trump. And then I remember the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the host of the White House Correspondents' Dinner said, is Steve Bannon here? I do not see him. Not see. And it was stupid, and it was awful and vitriolic. You don't just call somebody a Nazi. And then Steve Bannon got run through the ringer and all that. Now he's got one of the most successful podcasts in the country, the most influential political podcast in the country. And he's got a wealth of insider knowledge that I can never, ever have. It's like Sebastian Gorka. I stand in their shadow as far as knowledge of what goes on in Washington, D.C. And this is what, and I want you to think about the state of the country right now. State of the country right now. Look at the economy. Look at the southern border. Look at the inner cities. Look at the fentanyl crisis. Look at, look at how much the price of houses have gone up. Mortgage has gone up 100%, twice as much as your mortgage was 3 years ago. The Social Security and Medicare are bankrupt. $175 trillion unfunded liabilities. I can go on and on. And then we got a brain-addled president who doesn't know which way's up. Possibility of war in the Middle East. Possibly this morning now we're talking about nuclear war. Russia's preparing for nuclear war. And here is Steve Bannon talking about what life was like just a few years ago with Donald Trump as the president.
But their meltdown is continuous, day in and day out. Their new line of attack is, oh, Trump's authoritarian. Anyone not harken back to that time? He kept Putin and the KGB in their place. There was no attacks anywhere. They kept North Korea in his place, kept Xi in his place, kept the mullahs in Persia in their place. He put out a couple of mean tweets. No war in Gaza. No Houthi rebels sinking ships, sinking major transports in the Red Sea and attacking American combatants.
Don't forget the Afghanistan withdrawal. Yeah, remember that.
In a Kerry battle group, none of it. Those are years of peace and prosperity. No invasion of the southern border, none of it. No $1 trillion, every 100 days deficits, none of it. Yeah. None of the chaos and anarchy that's driving the world, the crime in the streets, the migrant crime, the illegal alien crime, visit upon people. None of that happened. That what's not to like?
Yeah, I know. It's kind of silly, right? But the positive is the Republican Party, they're gutting the RNC. They're gutting it. 60 people fired. Finally, you and I have been begging the Republican Party to change. We always say Republican Party goes to Washington, D.C., and what happens? They always wimp out right on everything. They never have the balls to stand up. They always capitulate. They don't want the government shut down. We're afraid of what people are going to think. And finally, you've got a guy running for president who challenged everything in Washington, D.C., and you got new leadership in the RNC, and Laura Trump is one of those people, and she's an American badass. And this is Corey Lewandowski last night on Newsmax, Rob Schmidt's show, talking about what's going on in the Republican Party and how it's just what we need this election cycle.
This new leadership is going to bring in a whole set of fresh ideas. Getting rid of those 60 people, guess what? The building isn't going to miss one beat. We're bringing in new people. Chris Lasavita's coming in. You know, Mike Watley is there. Laura Trump is there. This place is finally going to run the way it's supposed to, which is to support the Republican nominee, in this case, Donald Trump, after tonight, raise money, make sure we've got integrity at the ballot box. If we do that, Donald Trump is sure to win in November.
This is Joe Rogan, the most popular podcaster in America, who just a couple of years ago was, you know, kind of a hopeless leftist, right? But here he is talking about, if given a choice, this election cycle.
Well, I would vote for Trump before I'd vote for Biden, just because I think with Biden, like, he's gone. Like, you know he's gone. It's, you're going to be relying on his cabinet, and I knew his cabinet would be this f***ing sideshow of diversity,
which
is exactly what it is. You can't have those kind of people running a Ben and Jerry's. You certainly can't have those kind of people running the most powerful government the world's ever known.
Wait, hold on. That's Joe Rogan. Yeah. Joe Rogan's saying that. Joe Rogan is sounding like a conservative pundit. This is hilarious. And then listen to him. Listen to this. Because, you know, one of the things that Joe Rogan is all about is, you know, manly stuff, right? You know, he's a dude. He's a classic alpha male, that kind of thing. And even he noticed Donald Trump and the connection he has with our massive audiences. We've never seen anything like this in our lifetimes. We have never seen a politician who works a crowd and weaves in and out of a speech that is a scripted speech versus improvisation. We've never seen Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey. We've never seen P.T. Barnum as a presidential candidate in our lifetime. We have never seen an MMA fighter, alpha male, unabashedly proud of the country like this guy. And even Joe Rogan knows it.
Did you, were you at UFC Miami earlier this year? How crazy was it when Trump walked out?
Insane.
I've never experienced that. It's like,
more crazy when he walked out in Madison Square Garden.
Really?
Yes.
Jeez.
The Madison Square Garden one, the last fight was bananas.
It's unbelievable. I've never heard a crowd like
over a minute of people screaming at the top of their lungs as he's walking in.
Nuts.
This country is fed up.
Yeah.
This is a fed up country.
Yeah.
You know, the mainstream media can say all the they want, and they're trying, but the people aren't buying it.
We are done. We are righteously PO'd. I mean, we really, really are. I did a video last night on social media. I did a couple of them last night. You should follow me on social media. Twitter, Getter, Truth Social, Rumble, Rob Carson Show. And I talked about how, let me find it. Let me find it real quick here, because I think it actually was pretty darn good. I did a video last night because I was just kind of fed up. I was outside. I had a damn long day of work. You know, on Tuesdays, I do a lot of my TV show work, and it's a long day. And I usually work about 12 hours a day. Tuesday's even longer. But this is what I said last night.
Hey, guys, I was just thinking today that a good share of the American people left mad as hell and not going to take it anymore a long time ago. We've never asked for much. Just enough to get by, maybe have enough to buy that dream pickup truck or car we've always wanted. Then the government says, nope, 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 it's pollutes, you gotta get rid of it. Maybe that little cabin on the lake that we can get away after a long, hard winter of work, even that's too much. Be able to own a business without being regulated to death, like in New York City, where they're going after they're going after businesses with pizza ovens because somebody might get asthma. Meanwhile, the government has been so mismanaged, they're calling in the National Guard to ride on the subways because Venezuelan gangs have taken over the city. I know it's ridiculous, isn't it? And you didn't ask for this. You didn't ask to be called a racist. You didn't ask to be called a transphobe or a homophobe, and nobody picked a fight with you. You're just trying to get by.
There you go. That's a little bit of it last night. Meanwhile, you know, you work your whole damn life. You pay into Social Security. You got all this money. And now they're saying, nah, Social Security's kind of screwed. And they're going to put, you know, the date back for possibly retiring, possibly taking a break with a pittance that you can barely get by on. And now even that's not enough. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is an oligarch worth hundreds of millions of dollars for selling influence. Barack Obama has two homes right on the beachfront, and he says that the world is warming and the water's rising. Oh, there is a righteous anger in this country, bros and sisters. I'm telling you, it is bigger than you can ever imagine. Oh, my goodness, it is, it is, it is. And I think they know what they're up against. That's why they're trying to, I guess, cancel TikTok so they can go after the other sites. That's what they're trying to do. It's not going to work. We got to roll over them. Got to roll over them. House investigators found that the January 6th committee deleted troves of information, including hundreds of video messages, according to Representative Barry Loudermilk. Revealed gross abuses by Democrat partisans, January 6th committee. In a new report that came out, I talked about this yesterday. The work of the select committee led to by then Republican and committee chair Liz Cheney, who's more corrupt than her father, found the J6 probe covered up critical evidence that undermines the Democrat narratives amid the 2022 midterms. When Kevin McCarthy took over and the Republicans took over, he told the Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson, preserve all your records, collected transcripts of testimony taken during your investigation. Thompson's committee deleted troves of information, including hundreds of videos. Yeah. Loudermilk subcommittee also discovered that a select committee failed to archive more than a terabyte of digital data. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Arnato. In his first interview with the select committee, Arnato told lawmakers he overheard Chief of Staff Mark Meadows urging Muriel Bowser to mobilize 10,000 National Guard troops. Liz Cheney buried that. Liz Cheney also buried the fact that Donald Trump did not try to hijack the presidential limousine on January the 6th and steer it back to the White House. It was all a lie. It was all a stinking lie. And then there's this. Fani Willis conspired with Liz Cheney's faux January the 6th committee. Recordings with Fani Willis, but then deleted the video to prevent lawmakers from gaining access. I told you all of this was being commanded out of the White House. Representative Loudermilk discovered that the January 6th committee hid exonerating evidence of President Bush's push for National Guard. We already know that. And in the report, there is evidence that Fulton County, Georgia, Fani Willis met with the illicit committee, and she participated in numerous calls with the sham committee. The J6 committee even shared video recordings with Fani's office, but deleted the recordings to prevent Republican lawmakers from gaining access to it, all because they want to interfere in the election. Politico also reported, Politico, that Fani Willis' staff met with a select committee in April 2022, participated in multiple phone calls with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office. The same video recordings that the Fulton County District Attorney requested were never archived by the select committee. The prospect of the select committee sharing video recordings of witness interviews with Willis, but not this subcommittee, remains particularly concerning. The subcommittee has opened an investigation into the extent of the coordination between Willis and the select committee and is committed to uncovering answers to these questions. On the other side of the break, some audio from Cash Patel that's going to blow your mind. Just going to blow your mind. Your call's welcome as well at 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Relentlessly slowing the spread of the stupid every day. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Yeah, Fani Willis conspired with Liz Cheney's January the 6th committee. Liz Cheney covered up exculpatory evidence. Donald Trump did ask for the 10,000 troops. He was afraid that all of the leftists who attacked Trump supporters and burned down the country in the summer of 2020, they'd do the same thing. And oddly enough, Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., said, no, no, we don't need them. We'll just let them have some traffic control and watch it burn. Yeah. Yuppers, yuppers, yuppers. This is Cash Patel talking with Glenn Beck, by the way, about the evil Liz Cheney.
Yes, Glenn. Just like when the FBI went to a FISA court and lied to them and withheld exculpatory evidence just to target a political opponent and unlawfully surveil him, the January 6th committee took one page out of their book and repeated that same instance of conduct for a propaganda political endpoint. Mm-hmm. I was in the Oval Office as chief of staff to the DOD days before January 6th, President Trump unequivocally authorized 10 to 20,000 National Guardsmen and women. And why is that important, Glenn? Because only the president can make that authorization.
Yep.
But he is not allowed under the Constitution to deploy the order the deployment, of the National Guard. So what do? We dispatch senior DOD officials to Mayor Bowser, who's in charge of D.C., and the Capitol Police, who are in charge of the Capitol, and reported to Nancy Pelosi at that time. And they, in writing, rejected the use of additional National Guard. Huh. Not Donald Trump. Mm-mm. They did that. And now we find out 2 years after I testified to the Jan 6 committee demanding a public hearing, and they failed to release my transcript for almost 2 years. A year and a half after that, they released the transcript of Tony Ornato, a career apolitical Secret Service officer assigned to the White House for presidential protection. And what does his transcript say? He confirms that President Trump, days before, authorized the use of 10 to 20,000 National Guard.
Reichstag! I said that on January the 7th. Here's Kash Patel talking about all the evidence that was covered up.
I think they not only knew, but the political monsters like Pelosi, Cheney, Kinzinger, Schiff, et al. Wanted that political narrative. Why else would you shut down an authorization for National Guardsmen and women? I mean, all you have to do is ask. They keep calling.
Because you wanted things to burn.
Calling us liars. Just ask yourself this. If President Trump didn't
You wanted to pin it on Trump.
Authorize it, then how did me and the Secretary of Defense dispatch senior officials to Pelosi and Bowser's office seeking their request for National Guard? It would have been factually and legally impossible. And they shut it down because they wanted to hang that narrative and have that painting of no climb fence and a militia-style downtown Kandahar in downtown Washington, D.C. To achieve their political narrative, which was insurrection. It failed in court, and now it is failing in the court of public opinion because the truth has finally come out that the January 6th committee buried evidence that corroborates what we've been saying for 3 years.
Wow. And you couldn't talk about it. Remember that? Immediately afterwards, if you tried to say, oh, I think this was a setup, that was disinformation. You couldn't say that. Couldn't say it out loud. Nope, nope, nope. Chris Wray, he knew violence was coming.
Chris Wray had the intelligence. And just ask yourself this.
What?
How is it that Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts knew to board up the windows in and around the Capitol, but the intelligence community and the FBI didn't?
Yes.
Well, as it turns out, Christopher Wray had an intel report saying that there could be violence in and around January 6th. And what did he do? He withheld it. He suppressed it. Mm-hmm. The calling card of the deep state. As long as your political narrative is advanced, suppress the truth. And that is what they did. And the intel community, top to bottom, isn't corrupt. It's corrupt at the top with a couple of minor players in between. And we can reform that.
I hope so. But I think you need to blow up the FBI and reform it. One more from Kash Patel.
He was speaking to the defense industrial complex that owns the swamp.
Talking about Joe Biden, the State of the Union.
Chief was the state of the Ukraine. That's what he led out with. And that should never happen. It is a world war of his making. And he is hustling D.C. along with the corrupt politicians who are owned by the defense industrial complex to do one thing.
Yep.
Print money and send our men and women overseas to fight yet another war for another person and another political target to achieve victory at home on the political battlefield. Damn the cost in blood and treasure.
Are you just tired of this? I think the American people are sick and tired of it and ready to take their country back. We got some border news on the way and a catch the stupid update. It belongs to New York City this week. This is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show, a catch the stupid update. The government does not want you to be happy. They do not want you to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now they're going after New York pizza. And honestly, if there was a reason to, say two arms, going after New York pizza is one thing that I would fight for. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because the thing about New York pizza, here's the thing. And listen, I'm a Midwesterner. I love me some Chicago pizza. I love me some St. Louis pizza. I love me some Chicago, obviously the deep dish. I love Detroit the pan. Oh, my God, are you kidding me? But you can tell you're in New York City when you go into the first place you find that's a local place and you have a piece of pizza and it's the best you've ever had in your life. That's New York pizza. I can't explain it. Oh, yeah, I can. 900-degree coal-fired water, the water. It's a gift from God. And they're trying to screw with it. Honestly. Stay the hell out of our lives. Greg in Eldersburg has been wanting to talk on the show. Greg, what's on your mind today, man?
Hey, Rob. Yeah, thanks. I'm thinking about pizza now.
But, I know, bro.
Anyway, I wanted to call about, I did listen to that her thing yesterday, and that clown, Jayapal, trying to get in there that he was exonerated, you know. That was cool.
Hey, but the one thing Greg, hold on. I want to play it for you, and then you can get back to your point so we can refresh everybody's memory, okay? Here it is.
So this lengthy, expensive, and independent investigation resulted in a complete exoneration of President Joe Biden. For every document you discussed in your report, you analyzed for potential prosecution, was part of the Espionage Act, 18 U.S.C. 793E,
she goes ahead and
which criminalizes
she
willful
tries to,
retention or
filibuster.
Disclosure
Listen.
Of national defense
Here
information. Is that correct?
Congresswoman, that is one statute that we analyzed. I need to go back and make sure that I take note of the word that you used, exoneration. That
Mr.
is not a word
Herr,
that
I'm
going
to continue with my questions. I'm
going to
continue with my questions. I know
that
the term
I ultimately reached
I know that
whether
the
sufficient
term,
evidence existed such that the likely
you
outcome
you exonerated
a conviction.
Him. I know that.
Yeah, if you did that at court of law, you'd be charged with contempt to throw your ass out. She just tried to filibuster over the man telling the truth that he was not exonerated. Go ahead, Greg.
Yep, you're absolutely right. As soon as she heard him say exonerated, that was her key to start talking over him.
Because I know.
He caught on to what she was doing.
Yes.
Anyways, the last thing I want to say, Trump, to me, I was thinking about this the other day, is like you saw that Mel Gibson movie, Braveheart. Trump is Sir William, gosh, I can't remember his last name now.
Wallace. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much.
My last thing to you, Rob, is, you know, Republican Party, RNC, keeps sending me envelopes about give to the party and all that. What's the best way to give to
Trump? Oh, dude, don't even go. I mean, I have no clue. You can give to his official campaign site. I would venture to say when Laura Trump is in charge of the RNC, you know that the money's going to be spent right. So she's in charge now with, you know, this other guy. I can't remember his name right now. So I guess now possibly RNC, but certainly directly to the Trump campaign.
How about, is it possible to do like a GoFundMe?
No, dude, don't do a GoFundMe. There's a million GoFundMe out there, and GoFundMe, they censor people for their political views, so don't do GoFundMe. It's a joke.
Do they?
Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, you don't do it. GoFundMe right now is being investigated because they censor conservatives who are trying to raise money. So I say you can go fund yourself.
Well, here's the last
to go fund. Yes.
Why is not there? I had heard earlier on a conversation on one of the media things about the Republicans aren't going to push the actual criminal investigation into Biden, but they're going to push the impeachment. Why aren't they pushing the impeachment now? Because that's going to go down in history, and that's what it's all about.
I don't know, man. There are a million ways you can go with this. Certainly with the Robert Hur testimony, what he has done, he has violated the Espionage Act. He should be removed criminally from the presidency with impeachment on those grounds alone. They also are going after all of the criminality of the Biden crime family. I like to say it's going to be either by hook or by crook. Hook, it's going to be 25th Amendment. Crook, it's impeachment. So we'll see what happens. Who honestly knows at this point? What difference is it going to make, to be quite honest? Because I don't believe he's going to get reelected. You know, we'll see. They're going to try everything, bro. They're going to try and steal the election. We're already knee deep in it, Greg.
Best we're already knee, McConnell's knee deep. Gone, so we don't have to worry about him affecting the election.
No, we've got to. Here's what we got to do: overwhelm them with joy and patriotism, and make them very aware that if they attempt to take over this country in anything other way than a fair election, that there will be hell to pay. And I'm not talking about Joe Biden's hair. Hell to pay.
All right, Greg.
You got yes. Go ahead. What?
I said they have no clue what you're talking about. Absolutely, yeah. Hell's no. coming.
Oh, you got it, bro. You're exactly right. Thanks for the phone call. Let's do this.
Stupid.
Just plain stupid.
Stupid as stupid does, Mr. Blue.
Who got stupid?
So over 100 pizzerias could be shut down in New York City due to the government's new green rule forcing shops that use coal and wood-fired stoves to cut carbon emissions by 75%. Meanwhile, tractor trailers are going into New York. Meanwhile, you could smell weed everywhere you go in New York City. There are a million ways that there are gaseous emissions being expelled in New York City, but they're going after pizza. You know why? Because it's a psychological weapon. That's why they're doing it. It's bull crap. I would raise, holy hell. Ted Timber, spokesman for the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, confirmed the new rules in June of last year. He should be ridden out of town on a rail, as they used to say. All New Yorkers deserve to breathe healthy air, and wood and coal-fired stoves are among the largest contributors of harmful pollutants in neighborhoods with poor air quality. This common sense, no, it's not common sense, rule developed with restaurant and environmental justice groups requires a professional review of whether installing emission controls is feasible. You know what? Tell them to go to hell. This regulation will go a long way to put an end to the charming wood-fired restaurants in New York City. Brooklyn pizzeria owner Paul Giannone said, "It's a sad day in my opinion. I think putting this regulation in place for everyone, regardless of if it's having an impact on neighbors or not, is overkill. One Jewish bakery had to spend $600,000 to install an air filtration system, while John's of Bleecker Street spent more than $100,000 on a smoke reduction system. This is just so stupid. We got to just wreck these people and get them out of office. Iconic pizzerias with coal or wood ovens that could also be subject to the rule, including Lombardi's of Little Italy, Arturo's in Soho, John's of Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village. Paul Giannone, owner of Pauly G's, told the Post that the filtration system can be a big expense and a huge hassle. It is utterly, utterly ridiculous and unacceptable, and these people need to be run the hell out of town.
Stupid,
people, just plain stupid.
Stupid as stupid doesn't
work. Who got stupid? You're too stupid to have a good turn.
Yeah, meanwhile, Kathy Hochul has banned the National Guard from wielding rifles on the subway because they're doing bag checks. They're going after people with the Venezuelan gangs and the terrorists. Presumably, there are plenty of terrorists who've come across the southern border. They're going to go after women with purses like they do at football games. Too stupid to live. Kathy Hochul is too stupid to live, barely able to keep her autonomic breathing system going. Let's talk real quick about the southern border. I have some things I want to say about the southern border. I've been thinking about this for a couple of days. Let me find the audio that I had here with regard to the southern border. This is your FBI director. Now, realize your FBI director has been going after white supremacy, going after parents who protest CRT. Going after Catholics who go to a Latin mass, sticking the FBI on your bank records with regard to shopping at places like Cabela's, and Bass Pro, going after keywords like Trump, going after your records with regard to purchasing of guns, all of this stuff, and all the while not giving a crap about what is happening on the southern border, and now suddenly it's a problem.
Rightly highlighted the kind of what, you remember Secretary Rumsfeld used to refer to, the known known, the known unknown, and the unknown unknown. And I think here, in many ways, the national security ramifications of the issues at the border are better reflected in some ways more by what we don't know about the people who snuck in, provided fake documents, or in some other way got in. When
why haven't you been concerned about it for 3 years?
There wasn't sufficient information available at the time they came in to connect the dots. Is almost more significant in our view than the actual number of so-called KST.
But you know, Joe Biden says this is the thing you have to be most concerned about. The biggest threat to our national security is not the tens of millions of people across the southern border, not the 325,000 that our government flew in without your knowledge from countries they won't say, into cities they won't tell us. There's a reason for that. Because they're trying to do a Cloward Piven. They're trying to overwhelm the system. They're trying to blow it all up because they're afraid they're going to lose power in November. Here is Joe Biden with the biggest threat we face.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today.
white supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either.
But on the best days, enough of us have the guts and the hearts to stand up for the best in us. The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. It's always been a lunatic fringe. White supremacists. Todd Binsman has written a great piece for the UK Daily Mail. After I exposed Biden's shady migrant flight scheme, his media allies tried and failed to trash my report as conspiracy. Now Congress is investigating the 320,000 new arrivals. It wasn't a surprise that my recent investigation into a secretive Biden administration program authorizing 250,000 migrants to fly in from foreign countries directly into the U.S. This has never been done before. We had Ellis Island. We had a way to do it. They just sidestepped everybody and they didn't tell you. From late 2022 through December 2023, the Biden administration authorized travel applications for 320,000, mostly Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, to buy their own tickets, fly directly into U.S. airports for quick release into the country. Why do you suppose so many people are being murdered? Why do you suppose New York City is so crime-ridden? Back to Todd Binsman. But everything else about this program is cloaked in secrecy. They are arriving from in the U.S., and which foreign airports they're departing from, we do not know. We do not know with cities. Last week, the administration finally responded to our lawsuit, informed us that they would not provide the information requested because they feared bad actors may seek to exploit security vulnerability. Well, you just caused them, idiots. Nicaragua's communist ruler Daniel Ortega is a well-established vicious America hater. Haiti is filled with hate, is a failed state where gangs rule the streets and whose unelected prime minister has now resigned. There's no vetting going on. This is an engineered takedown of our country, guys. And it's being bought and paid for. Add to that another 320,000 from half a dozen nations welcomed to America through Biden's parole program, and to another 420,000 migrants who were granted entry into the U.S. land ports in yet another scheme similar to the secret flight operation. The final tally for everyone coming in here is 10.5 million voters. This isn't about stealing the election. Chinese nationals of military age are not here to vote. They're not here to vote. This is Kat Kamik a couple months ago when she talked to Alejandro Mayorkas as he's being impeached. Listen to what Alejandro Mayorkas told her.
I have yet to meet one Republican. Heck, I even know of some Democrats that are anxious to get rid of him. And let me remind you, when behind closed doors, we told him, you're getting ready to be impeached. He said, you're not going to like who comes next. Huh. I asked him if that was a threat. Whoa. And he just smiled. This man is dangerous. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he is two-faced. We need to get rid of him now. I asked him, I said, is that a threat? And he just smiled. Uh-huh. And I thought, this man knows exactly what he's doing. This is 100% by design. They want an open border crisis, whether it is for a election, whether it's for future votes, as they work to get rid of citizenship as a requirement for voting. We're not sure, but he was very, very clear in what he said, and there were other members in the room, so I will never forget that. And as we go to impeach him for his negligence, for him destroying our national security and eroding our national sovereignty, that will be top of mind.
I feel like I'm kind of like Paul Revere. There are a bunch of Paul Reveres. That's who we are in the media, conservatives, you know. Glenn Beck and whatnot. We are the Paul Reveres. We're saying two arms, the commies are coming. And it's not a joke either. Just, you know, we've got to be alert. We've got to stay focused. We've got to be focused as the founders, and we've got to do everything we can to prepare. And we've got to do everything we can to expose this nonsense and the people who are enemies within our government. That's what we got to do. We can do this together. We can. 77% of us believe the country's going in the wrong direction. 77% of us can come together to save her. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. A lot of the times when we think about bettering ourselves, we think of going on a diet, exercising. What about your brain? I'm kind of tired of scrolling through TV shows, finding nothing but mind-numbing content. That's why I decided to take a course from Hillsdale College. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories of the Book of Genesis, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of the ancient Christian church with Hillsdale College's online courses available for free. That's right, free. I personally recommend you sign up for American citizenship and its decline with Victor Davis Hanson. I think you know how I feel about Victor Davis Hanson. He is marvelous. In this 8-lecture course, Dr. Hanson explores a history of citizenship in the West, threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of unaccountable deep state, and the rise of globalist organizations. Right now, you can go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax to start. Go to hillsdale.edu/newsmax. It's free. It's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/newsmax. hillsdale.edu/newsmax. You may recall during COVID, I think it was at the very beginning of COVID, I read about ivermectin, is amazing stuff. And then I heard that there was a province in India called Uttar Pradesh, and it has more people than the United States, and they wiped it out with ivermectin. And in our country, our CDC and HHS banned it. They just said, nope, you can't take it. It's horse paste. Horse paste. And then they started banning doctors who wanted to say, hey, it actually works, like Dr. Peter McCullough. Ivermectin is a Nobel Prize-winning medicine, demonizes horse paste. Hydroxychloroquine, antiviral that's been used for 50 years as a treatment of various diseases, suddenly banned when Trump endorsed it. Z-Pak, one of the most commonly prescribed antibiotics in history. It actually fixed... My producer, Ken Redneck MacGyver, he got salmonella because he bought some expired chicken. Started taking Z-Pak, boom. He started feeling better immediately. You know, like when you have COVID and you take ivermectin, it's kind of weird that way. Dr. Peter McCullough said, all right, you know what? If the medical establishment is going to trash me for telling the truth, then I'll just create my own wellness company where you can get the medicines that the government banned or told you that you couldn't use. So he created the wellness company, and you can get a wellness kit by going to twc.health/Carson. You can get not only ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, a number of others. They've got a contagion emergency kit. All of these things that you will need in case things go south. And I have a feeling that could happen at any time. So, twc.health/Carson. You can get a travel kit if you need to, you know, head out. You want to take it to your whatever. If you got a little second place, a little cabin action, you know, whatever. TWC.health/Carson, TWC.health/Carson. So the NAACP is asking black student-athletes to not go to Florida colleges. So, you know, you don't want to go to places like, Florida University or Florida State or any of the great universities there with great athletic traditions, because the NCAA, the, are you ready for it, you Gen Zers? Did you know it stands for the National Association, colored persons? Yeah, did you know that? The CP is for colored persons. Yeah, that's how dated this organization is. So they're mad, apparently, because Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibits the use of DEI for programs. And now the NAACP, the National Organization for Colored People, wants you not to go to school. So forget your athletic future. Forget going to a great university with a great tradition of athleticism. Forsake that and your scholarships to support the National Organization for Colored People. I think it's hilarious. Like they hold any sway anymore. I just find it just delicious. I think today was a very good show. They're always, I think, good, and I pour my heart and soul into them. So check out the podcast of today's show. All you got to do is subscribe to your favorite podcast platform and go to The Rob Carson Show or ask Alexa to play The Rob Carson Show podcast. Let's take a break and come back to wrap things up. This is The Rob Carson Show. National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I forgot about that. It's been so dated and nobody cares anymore. I forgot. It's like the United Negro College Fund. All right, guys, have a glorious day. God bless you, America, Israel. Until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid. I'll see you then.